The factors that cause autism remain a mystery, but it's no secret that an ever-growing number of children are being diagnosed on the autism spectrum. Sonoma County is no exception, and when local officials identified nearly 200 soon-to-graduate high school students among that population, Luana Vitoy, Chief Executive Officer for Becoming Independent, says it was clear they needed to respond.
We've seen the rise in autism diagnosis increase exponentially over the last several years here in Sonoma County. And as children are graduating out of integrated schools like El Molino High School, Annalee, Santa Rosa High, those children don't see themselves participating in a traditional day program for adults with autism. They see themselves participating in a program that will help to foster transitions to taking JC classes, employment out in the community. So there's a real gap in programs available for folks on the higher end of the autism spectrum.
So the nonprofit agency set out to find a program to meet that need, adds BI board member Donna Cates.
We thought we could find something that we could perhaps adapt to what Becoming Independent would need, and we realized that there wasn't a program out there. So we started on the quest to figure out what programs or what information we could pull together and create our own program.
But she says they didn't find much that was appropriate for them to build on.
A lot of the materials are for younger children. The materials and the programs for adults just have not caught up yet. But eventually, young people with autism turn into adults with autism. So we've got to find something that really addresses the adult population.
Conducting an extensive nationwide search for elements to incorporate and retaining a Canadian expert to help, BI instead developed a customized program of their own. Calling it Passport to Independence, the agency gave their creation a 2-month trial run, with 6 students participating. One of them was Essa House, whose father, Dave, saw almost immediate results.
We started to see the adult in him come out, where he would have some good adult conversations with us, where before it was more focused on him and whatever his focus was on at that time. Now he's starting to ask what others feel and ask how others' days went. I love the growth that we've seen in him since being here.
Becoming Independent's new Autism Integrated Services Wing, a 5-room suite of high-tech, carefully crafted learning spaces, was built with more than $500,000 in donations from local families, businesses, and foundations. Their 2-year program will soon begin to serve its first full class of 40 students aged 18 to 24. The modular curriculum has 6 primary threads: independent living skills, understanding your diagnosis, self-regulation and anxiety reduction, social understanding and safety, relationships and friendship, and finally, employment. But completion of the program is not seen as an endpoint, says Vitoy, but a gateway.
We're hoping that once students are able to graduate successfully through the Passport to Independence program, they secure meaningful and competitive employment out in the community, which we can support them with, or they're ready to take classes at the junior college or Sonoma State, and they're able to continue their educational goals.
In addition to some newly hired specialist staff members, the year-round 5-day-a-week program also incorporates behaviorists, occupational therapists, and speech pathologists. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.